Our gospel lesson on this, the fourth Sunday of Epiphany, is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning the fourth chapter, beginning with the 21st verse. It is a continuation of the previous gospel lesson from Epiphany, the third, or last Sunday, in which Jesus had spoken or taken the scroll and read from the prophet Isaiah. And then in his own synagogue, and then he sat down. And we pick up the lesson today where he says to the people in the interpretation, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Initially, the people are quite pleased with Jesus. Jesus, however, reacts to their pleasure and suggests to them that they are accepting him for probably many of the wrong reasons. And he tells them how unwelcome the prophets of God were in Israel, and how Elijah had to find a home in a widow when there was a famine in the land, the widow at Zarephath in Sidon. He also talks about Elisha the prophet of God who cleansed only Naaman the Syrian. And all of a sudden, when the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with rage. They got up and they drove Jesus out of town and were going to hurl him off the edge of a hill, off a cliff. And at that time, Jesus passed through the midst of them. This gospel lesson always caused me to wonder, and one of the things was, how did Jesus get through the crowd? Another is why the anger of Jesus initially, and why the anger of the people initially. And then as you think about it, you understand how it is that when we want God to dwell with us, we want God to dwell with us in our way more than anything, not necessarily in the way in which God would dwell with us. And sometimes it's kind of hard for God to find a welcome place in our hearts, even though we say this is where God dwells. And it was Jesus who passed through the crowd, and who we later find on the cross, who died, and one could say that we were in part the people that put him there. He died for all of us, that all people might be forgiven, not only the people of Israel, not only the people in Sidon, and not only the people in Syria, but for you and for me as well. And so we thank him, not only for his miraculous power, for his words, sometimes harsh words that bring us upright in our seats, but we thank him also for his death on the cross, that we may celebrate his glorious, glorious salvation. Thanks be to God, who passes through the midst of us, whom we're unable to hold on to, but gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.